If you write a blog post a day, you'll make $100,000 a month in a year. It's easy to make money online. You just have to do this one thing. Building my blog was so easy. Okay, listeners, I'm messing with you right now. This show idea came to me when I noticed some Twitter comments about online business and basically how disingenuous some people were in sharing what it's really like to grow a profitable website, podcast, blog, whatever. I thought I would share my experience growing my own online brand, what it has been like, and what other people have shared with me. It's not all moonlight and roses or sunlight and roses. Sometimes it really sucks. Welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, talking about money from the financially single woman's perspective, having money conversations one episode at a time. This episode is sponsored by the Money on the Mountain Financial Retreat for financially single women. I hope that if you are in Denver or close by, you can grab a ticket. We're starting to get down to the last few tickets. I'm trying to sell 11 more. So I have 11 tickets left. So definitely grab your ticket today. You can go to the show notes, michelleismoneyhungry.com/selling the online business dream. So again, it's michelleismoneyhungry.com/selling the online business dream. I have been at this whole online business thing for a while now. I would like to say, though, actually, before I get into the show, that actually I've been blogging since 2012, but I haven't really thought of it as a business or approached it as a business until I'd say about 3 years ago. So it's 2019 as I record this episode. So like 2015, 2016, more 2016. And real talk, I don't think I was even an entrepreneur. I was more like a self-employed person playing at trying to be in business because I didn't know what I was selling, who I was selling to, all the things. I then started creating products about 2 years ago, so I'd say 2017 until now. So really, I would say that I've become a true entrepreneur in the last 2 years. So that gives you kind of the trajectory of when I started taking this seriously in terms of a way to make money and live versus side hustle income versus passive income, like ongoing income where I could live off of it. Real talk, no one talks about the hundreds of hours it takes to learn how to blog, podcast, vlog, and do all of that well. I can't even explain how many courses, free trainings, coaching, mentor conversations, YouTube videos, social media conversations, offline, Facebook Messenger conversations that I've had with people in order to learn what I am trying to do and sucked at it. In fact, here's a fraction of what I've done. Like, here's a fraction of the things that I've done in the past. I've taken Elite Blog Academy, Make Money with Affiliate Marketing, Amanda Baez Business Coaching. She's awesome, by the way. Rosemary Groner, who I was in a mastermind group with, did a really extensive coaching call with those of us in our mastermind group. And even though it was an amazing, amazing call and I learned all this stuff, I just wasn't at the point to implement it well. If you don't know who she is, she actually runs a website called Busy Budgeter. She makes 100 grand a month plus. She makes well over that. And she was sharing what she did. And I just didn't get it. It just didn't, like, I heard her. But it took a while to even get to the point where I was making sustainable income. I took free ClickFunnels webinars, and they are always really long. Like, I'm talking 3 hours, like super long, very good webinars, but they're long. Tiffany, the Budgetista, Alice's live streams, Amy Porterfield's webinars, as well as her podcast episodes, as well as Pat Flynn's Smart Passive Income episodes, as well as his content, Kimra Luna's webinars, Sandy Smith's webinars, live streams. I can't explain to you how much time I've spent learning. All the books that I've read, books like Launch and Expert Secrets, and the list goes on. So when people talk about how they make money online, usually they don't mention all of the hundreds and hundreds of hours of learning, implementing, and then failing. And that's the key. Like, you fail a lot. Like, you don't succeed first time out of the gate. You just don't. And recently I've noticed that most people making money online take about 3 to 5 years from the time that they actually decide to monetize to actually report consistent, significant earnings. And I'm going to be honest, I'm going to consider significant earnings to be anything over $5,000, which isn't, when you think about it, tons of money. That's $60,000 a year. But it takes a long time to get to the point where you're making that for most people. There's some people who are just gifted and they just, within a year and a half, 2 years, they're just killing it, right? But that would be not the norm. That just would not be the norm. Here's another thing to consider, which is each person's earning mix is very different. So this creates a lot of confusion and frustration for up-and-coming digital content creators, because if you were to put me and Rosemarie and Pat Flynn and Sandy Smith and Tiffany the Budgetista, Alice and Jason Vitug from Frugal, and the list goes on, in a room and ask us how we all make money, we would all say something different. And so that is, I think, at the heart of it, heart of the confusion that a lot of people feel as they try to monetize their projects. There's no one way. And there's no one way to the extreme. And it's so confusing. Here's some myths that people also hear all the time about making money online that just kind of keeps you from making money. The first one is you need a ton of downloads, page views, and subscribers in order to make money. To be honest, I don't have a ton of downloads, subscribers, or page views, and I'm making money. However, the reality is if you want to make significant income, you do have to grow your downloads, page views, and subscribers. That's just how it works. You have to teach people how to make money online in order to make money online. To be honest, that's not how I make the bulk of my money. I have a pretty balanced way of earning money depending on time of year. So like the month that we're recording this, I'm getting a lot of money because I'm throwing an event. I'm throwing money on the mountain, but I'm also earning money from my books because I make money with eBooks. So I would push back on the idea that you have to teach people how to blog or how to vlog or how to podcast in order to make money blogging or podcasting. I think that's not true at all. I just think that for most people, they don't have their own products that they've created that are unrelated to that. So for example, I make money with eBooks and I created a course about making money with eBooks, but quite frankly, I don't need the course necessarily, right? Like I could have just decided not to do the course. I could have just focused on making more eBooks to make money that way. I make money with affiliate marketing, actually. I love affiliate income. It's so fun. I share my favorite products out there. I don't need to teach people how to do that. There's already a course that Michelle Shorter Gardner has called Make Money with Affiliates, and it's a great course. So I personally do not need to create that course because actually I'm an affiliate of the course. I make money podcasting, but I don't need to create a course about it. I created a book. I wrote a book detailing how I do it. And so people can replicate what I did in that book. But honestly, I make money selling my own goods and services on my own show. So I could have just left the book alone and continued to share like Money on the Mountain and whatever else I'm doing out there, my romance books, my Autumn Stone books. So that's very separate from teaching people what to do. I could just create the product and sell the product directly versus teaching people how to do it. My point is you don't have to teach people how to do the thing in order to make money online. Again, I make money with eBooks. They actually are sold to people completely outside of my blogging for Michelle is Money Hungry and my blogging for Squarespace. They have those books have nothing to do with anything, right? With those two projects. I actually have nonfiction books that I'm in the process of releasing. I actually have three that are released, and I'll have more that will be released coming soon. But quite frankly, I don't need to teach other people how to do it. I just opted to do that because I like to diversify my income. But I hope I've made the point that you don't have to teach people the thing. You don't have to teach them the fish, right? They can just figure out their own fish. Again, you could just focus on making affiliate income. If you have low numbers, you can make money, but you would actually need to grow your numbers to grow your income. And just kind of, you would have to work hard to figure out how to get people in front of those links. So you might not have large numbers of subscribers to your email list or to your blog or whatever, but you would need to figure out how to direct people to your list in order, or to your affiliate link in order to get a conversion. You could also teach a skill related in some sort of peripheral way to what they are trying to do. So I run a podcast and I edit my shows, and I've gotten quite good at it. I could teach people how to edit their shows, which is something that people would want to, you know, have like the skill that they need to get their show done. Or I could create a course to teach them how to edit their shows, but it's not how to podcast. It's just how to do a skill to facilitate the thing that they're trying to do. So just think about it. The other myth that people hear is because someone else has created it, you shouldn't. Well, there are hundreds of millions of people out there. One person cannot teach all of them. And it's not, basically, because that's not possible. Also, there are hundreds of hamburger restaurants, romance books, clothing stores, coffee shops. You get the picture. My point is, just because someone else has done it doesn't mean that you can't. Quite frankly, you should, because there's too many people out there who are needing help, and one person cannot help them all. It's just impossible. Here's the reality about online business, like the dream versus like the actual reality, like how it really is. It takes a much smaller number than you think to buy into what you're doing to make money online. I know this because I'm making money online and I don't have huge numbers. You will be overwhelmed by all the earnings possibilities and go down a rabbit hole of indecision, quite frankly, for a while. Hopefully not for years, but most people will do it for years. And I will say I was one of them. I went down the rabbit hole trying to do all the things, got confused, and now I'm back on track. This is controversial, but I'm glad that I focused on my email list once I understood what I was actually doing. So I had an email list before. Like, I've always kind of vaguely had an email list for Michelle is Money Hungry, but it never really grew. And the reason why it never really grew was it wasn't really clear to me what I was trying to do. So it's hard to get people on a list if you're unsure what you're doing. But the reality is you have to make all those mistakes and put out all those opt-ins that no one wants until you figure out the opt-in that they do. So I literally, when I go into my ConvertKit portal, I've got like 40 opt-ins in the portal, and maybe 5 of them really convert well. But without the other 35, I wouldn't have figured out the 5 that convert well. Without the mistakes, I wouldn't have learned how to do copy. I wouldn't have learned how to write persuasive way to get people to even sign up. I wouldn't have been able to design my content in a way that people are excited. So honestly, you have to make all of those tries before you get to the things that actually hit and resonate with people. Now I have offerings that have clarity of purpose and positioning for what I'm trying to do with my brand. And I've also learned how to authentically email my email list. Basically, I'm going to say that waiting to start your email list is okay. Just don't wait too long. Like, don't wait forever to do it. But maybe you start your blog this month and you're like, you know, I'm not ready for the email list. Just like 2 months later, start it. Don't wait years, but maybe you wait a little bit to figure out what you're trying to do. Perfection kills dreams. I cannot tell you how many conversations I've had with digital influencers who won't create the video, write the book, start the podcast because of fear and the way they felt it should look. Honestly, all of my stuff is ugly. I feel that all of the stuff that I've created is to a certain degree kind of ugly. It's not polished, but I have really happy students in my course. I have people who are coming to my event. I have people shouting out what I'm doing. I have people reading my romance novels, Autumn Stone Books. Just purchase yours today. Free. You can get them free on Kindle Unlimited if you are a subscriber. My point is, even though it's not perfect, it's out there and I can refine it because I can get feedback from the people consuming my products. And this is the thing that people are so confused by. You have to get feedback from your customers, from your clients, from your listeners. If you don't get feedback, you don't get results. You can't better the experience for them. You just can't. You can't come out the gate perfect, no matter how pretty it is. If you don't get comments on what you're doing, you cannot refine the product. So get it out there. That's why I have a free resource called Do It Ugly. You can get that in the show notes. Do It Ugly, so that you can get it out there, get out of your head, and get comments and feedback so that you can do it better. Most people underestimate how much action it will take for them to gain traction. Like, honestly, it's going to take a lot more action than you think. Most people don't market their products, websites, etc. enough. It's just not enough to add a pin to Pinterest and use Tailwind. Not in 2019. It's just not. You're going to have to do more than that. Consistency is everything. Again, we're talking the reality. I was able to gain traction because I've been a lot more consistent. You can do multiple things, but you have to work through your list and learn how to do each thing well. In the past year or so, I began focusing on growing my online income. Now, at the same time, I was still blogging, podcasting, creating a course, earning affiliate income, working on my email list. However, things began to change because in January 2018, I decided to focus on one thing. So I was taking lots of different types of action, but I was focusing on one thing, which was earning more money. And because I wanted to earn more money, my actions had to be in alignment with that. Like, so no matter what, everything I was doing was to help facilitate earning more money. I started publishing those blog income reports in January 2018. I made $11 that month. And that one decision really helped to focus all of my action. Basically, when you focus on a thing, you make that thing grow. So that's similar to if you focus on just dating. I have a friend who just got married this past weekend. It's a beautiful story. Like, it's a beautiful story that I can't share too much. But what I will say is she wrote a very well-known op-ed in the New York Times about love and virginity. And it's just a beautiful love story. And what she did was she just focused on finding love. And she did all the things that she needed to do, like to create that in her life, to create that vibration, if you will. Don't laugh at that word. You know, I'm being woo-woo, but it could be misconstrued. Oh my God. Anyway, but she would purchase cards for her future husband. She would imagine what their life would be like. And I'm just thinking about like what she did. I'm getting chills. And it came to pass. It didn't come on her timetable, mind you. It was well past when she thought she would ever find love. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful story. My whole point in saying this is you have to focus on a thing, even while doing multiple tasks to facilitate that. In my view, after focusing on growing income, quite frankly, that is the thing. The reality is, if you focus on any other thing other than like growing your email list, which has a direct correlation with your income, then it's going to be very difficult, I think, to make money or to grow your project. If you do not want to grow income, if that is not your end goal with your online project, figure out what that end goal is and only focus on that. For me, I want to make money. So there you go. You need to build your email list and you should email them twice a week. You need to show up to your email list like you're dating because you are. And the emails should not be transactional. They should be created with a focus on connecting with your subscribers in a real and human way. Transactional emails, I don't read anymore. I get a lot of them, and it's unfortunate because I get a lot of them from really well-known influencers, and they're losing me as a person on their list. I don't want them anymore. I get so many emails, but I'm still willing to get on people's lists. You got to make it interesting for me. I want to know when you go hiking. I want to know about your love life. Like, not all the details, but like that you have one or that you don't. I want to know that you cook something interesting. You know who does the best job at this, actually? I don't know if she has an email list, but if she did, I imagine it would be like her Twitter feed. Chrissy Teigen. Christy Teigen. John Legend's wife, Christy Teigen. Who really, it's Christy Teigen, who John Legend is married to. She has the most interesting, engaging, hilarious Twitter feed, period, on the planet. She's real, raw, funny, interesting. That is how actually your email should be to your email list. That engaging. It's totally possible. That's how I email, actually. I'm not as funny as her. I think I'm funny, but I'm just not as rich. So when I'm as rich, I'll be as funny. And hopefully I'll be married to, who is it that I just have an unreasonably, it's not okay that my crush is like this. I can't believe I just brain farted. It's been a long day because I've, Jason Momoa, I have an unreasonable love of Jason Momoa, and I hope he has a cousin that's a lookalike. Don't mind me. So my point is, you do need an email list, and I digressed. The reality also about building an online business is no one wants to share their doubts, their fears when they're late paying on bills. I've actually had a well-known influencer tell me that they almost went into foreclosure during their journey. Where they are at now, they're doing quite well, but it was very hard. Learning about cash flow, that one was so hard because it takes a long time to get to the point where you have predictable income coming in, going into debt. Sometimes people spend way too much, way too soon in their business. This is a huge mistake. Fortunately, I didn't make this mistake on my journey because I was in debt repayment. So because of that, everything I did, I had to do super frugally. Like, I was like, I don't have the money for this. Like, I want to do this thing, but I'm going to have to do it cheap. Like, that's all I can afford. That's where I'm at. And I don't regret it because I have a very inexpensive business that I'm running. Scrounging for change to pay for coffee, a bill, etc. I've totally been there. The endless side hustles until you start to actually make consistent, predictable income with your business. I've been there. The times when you don't get the gig, the speaking engagement, the panel, and you wonder if it's because you suck. Every launch that failed, damn, you spent 2 months working on it and sold only 5 products. Products that you created that rocked, but no one bought. All of the sacrifices, all the relationships lost. Actually, the relationships gained too. Conversations about business that you can only have with your business besties. Like, your other people in your life, they have no interest in it and they don't want to hear it. They don't want to talk about it. The money that these influencers have spent on conferences, travel, mentorships, things like that. No one wants to talk about that. And no one wants to talk about the results that they didn't get. And quite honestly, I 100% understand this because people want to focus on the dream. Because by the time you get to the good stuff, you're so ready to move on from the bad stuff. You just want to forget about it. And real talk, as I make the transition into making more money with my digital business, I want to do the same. Because I don't want that energy coming with me as I move forward. That's why I'm recording this episode. If people ask me about the journey, I can just share this episode and keep it moving. Did you like this show? Don't forget to like and subscribe. Again, if you are in Denver, make sure you get your ticket for Money on the Mountain. Go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/selling the online business dream to check out this show.